Good thoughts from Vision's daily devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 37 and verse 8. Don't lose your temper, it only leads to harm. You know, a weapon can either protect or destroy. It all depends on who's using it. Anger can work the same way. That's why it's wise to know what triggers or sets you off. Some of the most common triggers can surface at times like when your rights have been violated. Now, is it always bad to get mad? No, it's not. Sometimes the problem that infuriates you the most is the one that God has called you to help solve. This world's a better place because of men and women who devoted their lives to fighting disease or poverty, corruption and injustice. That's what Jesus did when he purged the temple of extortionists. The Bible says in Ephesians 4, verses 26 to 27, if you're angry, make sure it's not out of wounded pride or bad temper. Don't give the devil that sort of foothold. Another situation is when you're frustrated because things aren't going right for you. A recent news report told of a man who went hunting on his mountain bike. When it broke down, he got mad and he shot it to pieces. Now that makes no sense. Robert Ingersoll observed, anger is a wind which blows out the lamp of the mind. Another one is when you're under constant stress. Paul writes in Romans 12 verse 3, have a sane estimate of your capabilities. By cramming too much activity into too little time, you just set yourself up for stress. Like a violin string that's pulled tighter and tighter, and you end up snapping. Then you feel guilty and you think you're not spiritual enough. You need to anticipate challenges and allow time for the unexpected. The bottom line is, don't lose your temper. It only leads to harm. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.